Welcome to Zichu Daf Simani. I'm Rabbi Avram Goldar, and today we're Zechus Kedushin, Daf Samech Hei, the third Perka Omer. This daf has been sponsored as a schus for all the men, women, and children in Eretz Yisrael who have been taken hostage, that they be quickly freed, and for all those injured in the attacks, that they should have a refuah shleima. So the three tops we're going to focus on. Number one, the next Mishnah states, Omer Le'isha Kitashtich. If one says to a woman, I married you, V'yomer Sa'ul Kitashtani, and she says, you did not marry me, who asa Bakrova Seah, he's forbidden to her relatives, V'himuteres Bakrova, but she's permitted to his relatives. Although he's not believed insofar as her prohibition to his relatives is concerned, nor for her to require a get, he is believed to prohibit her relatives to himself through the principle of Shavya Nafshe Chasika de Asura. He made it a forbidden piece to himself, meaning a person is believed when declaring something forbidden to himself. If she says he married her and he denies it, the reverse is true and she would require a get. Rav says, Kofin, we force the man to give the get, and Shmuel says, Mavakshin, we request of him. And the Gemara explains that where she claims he married her, and he denies it, we request, but do not force him to give her a get, since he denies marrying her. But if he voluntarily gave a get, which amounts to an admission of marriage, we force him to bear ksuba. Point number two, Rav Yehuda says, HaMekanesh Be'ed Echod Ein Choshishin L'Kedusha. One who marries with a single witness. We are not concerned for his Kedushin, and she's permitted to marry someone else. Shmuel added that this is so afilu shnei modim, even if they both admit that they married in his presence, because the single witness is insufficient not only for his testimony, but for the Kedushin itself to take effect. The Gemara deflects challenges to this principle and concludes Rav Kahana said, we're not concerned for such Kedushin, but Rav Papa said we are. Rav Asha asked Rav Kahana that if the reason to require two witnesses is a gezer shava of davar davar from mammon, monetary matters, then we should accept the admission of the man and woman as valid testimony, just like the rule in monetary matters that hodas bal din kamei edim dami. The admission of the litigant is like 100 witnesses. He answered, hasamol kachayv l'acharini. There, in monetary matters, his admission does not disadvantage anyone else, so he's believed to his own detriment, whereas hacha kachayv l'acharini. Here, regarding admission to Kedushin, their admission does disadvantage someone else, namely their relatives in becoming prohibited through their marriage. So they cannot be believed, and Kedushin does not take effect without two witnesses present. And point number three, Abai said, Amar lo edechot achalta chelev. If a single witness tells someone, you inadvertently ate forbidden fats, v'halo shosek, and that person was silent, ne'aman, the witness is believed, and the person must bring a karbon chatas. Similarly, Abai said that if a single witness tells someone, nitmu tahor hasecha, your tahor foods became tummy, and that person is silent, the witness is believed. Finally, Abai said that if a single witness told someone, shorcha nirba, your cow was sodomized, and is disqualified from being used as a carbon, and the owner is silent, the witness is believed. Abai brings support from Tanaim for these rulings, and the Gemara explains the novelty of all three. So once again, the three points are number one. The next mission states, Omer Le'isha Kidashtich. If one says to a woman, I married you, V'yomer Zol Kidashtani, and she says, you did not marry me, who asa Bekrova Seah, he is forbidden to her relatives, V'himu Teres Bekrova, but she is permitted to his relatives. Although he's not believed insofar as her prohibition to his relatives is concerned, nor for her to require a get, he is believed to prohibit her relatives to himself through the principle of Shavya Nafshe Chasika de Asura. He made it a forbidden piece to himself, meaning a person is believed when declaring something forbidden to himself. If she says he married her and he denies it, the reverse is true and she would require a get. Rav says, Kofin, we force the man to give the get, and Shmuel says, Mavakshin, we request of him. And the Gemara explains that where she claims he married her, and he denies it, we request, but do not force him to give her a get, since he denies marrying her. But if he voluntarily gave a get, which amounts to an admission of marriage, we force him to bear ksuba. Point number two, Rav Yehuda says, HaMekanesh Be'ed Echod Ein Choshishin L'Kedusha. One who marries with a single witness. We are not concerned for his Kedushin, and she's permitted to marry someone else. Shmuel added that this is so afilu shnei modim, even if they both admit that they married in his presence, because the single witness is insufficient not only for his testimony, but for the Kedushin itself to take effect. The Gemara deflects challenges to this principle and concludes Rav Kahana said, we're not concerned for such Kedushin, but Rav Papa said we are. Rav Asha asked Rav Kahana that if the reason to require two witnesses is a gezer shava of davar davar from mammon, monetary matters, then we should accept the admission of the man and woman as valid testimony, just like the rule in monetary matters that hodas bal din kamei edim dami. The admission of the litigant is like 100 witnesses. He answered, hasamol kachayv l'acharini. There, in monetary matters, his admission does not disadvantage anyone else, so he's believed to his own detriment, whereas hacha kachayv l'acharini. Here, regarding admission to Kedushin, their admission does disadvantage someone else, namely their relatives in becoming prohibited through their marriage. So they cannot be believed, and Kedushin does not take effect without two witnesses present. And point number three, Abai said, Amar lo edechot achalta chelev. If a single witness tells someone, you inadvertently ate forbidden fats, v'haloshosek, and that person was silent, ne'aman, the witness is believed and the person must bring a karbon chatas. Similarly, Abai said that if a single witness tells someone, nitmu tar hasecha, your tahor foods became tummy, and that person is silent, the witness is believed. Finally, Abai said that if a single witness told someone, shorcha nirba, your cow is sodomized and is disqualified from being used as a karbon, and the owner is silent, the witness is believed. Abai brings support from Tanaim for these rulings, and the Gemara explains the novelty of all three. All right, so now we go to Simon Daf Samach Hey, and this Simon was suggested to us by Hanan Davis. He suggested that Samach Hey is a seh, a sheep, and we often use a shepherd in the Simon. So here goes. The shepherd who was miserable when the shepherdess whom he said he had married said that he had not, and he became prohibited to her relatives, and then was told his attempt to marry another woman with one witness didn't work, was silent when one witness accused him of eating chalif, requiring him to bring one sheep as a chatas. Once again, slow motion. The shepherd, that must be more in Daf Samach Hey, seh, sheep. The shepherd who was miserable when the shepherdess whom he said he had married said that he had not, and he became prohibited to her relatives, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that if one says to a woman, I married you, and she says, you did not marry me, who asa b'krovo seh, he's forbidden to her relatives, v'himuteres b'krovo, but she's permitted to his relatives. Although he's not believed insofar as her prohibition to his relatives is concerned, nor for her to require a get, he is believed to prohibit her relatives to himself through the principle of shavya navshe chasika de asura. He made it a forbidden peace to himself, meaning a person's belief when declaring something forbidden to himself. So the shepherd who was miserable when the shepherdess whom he said he had married said that he had not, and he became prohibited to her relatives, and then was told his attempt to marry another woman with one witness didn't work. Which reminds us, Rebuta says, Mekadesh be'ed echad ein choshishin likidushav. One who marries with a single witness, we're not concerned for his kedushin, and she's permitted to marry someone else. Shmuel added that this is so, afiu shnehem modim, even if they both admit that they married in his presence, because the single witness is insufficient, not only for his testimony, but for the kedushin itself to take effect. So the shepherd who was miserable when the shepherdess whom he said he had married said that he had not, he became prohibited to her relatives, and then was told his attempt to marry another woman with one witness didn't work, was silent when one witness accused him of eating chalav, requiring him to bring one of his sheep as a chatos, which reminds us, Abai said, Amro la edochad achalta chalav, if a single witness tells someone you inadvertently ate forbidden fats, the haloshosek, and that person was silent, ne'aman, the witness is believed, and the person must bring a karbon chatos. So once again, the shepherd who was miserable when the shepherdess whom he said he had married said that he did not, and he became prohibited to her relatives, and then was told his attempt to marry another woman with one witness didn't work, was silent when one witness accused him of eating chalav, requiring him to bring one of his sheep as a chatas. All right, so now it's time for four blabak chazara. Daf Samachov. So the simmer Daf Samachov is a song. We use a magician doing the sawing a person in half trick. So here goes. The magician performing his saw a person in half trick. Magician performing a saw a person in half trick? That must be one Daf Samachov. Saw. The magician performing a saw a person in half trick on top of a tent of a rock in the field he redeemed when Yovel was in effect, which reminds us, it was taught in the Mishnah, that if someone is makdish his field when Yovel is in effect, the field is redeemed for 50 silver shekelim for each zeret chomer seorim, each area on which a chomer of barley may be planted. Now, if there are clefts 10 tefachim deep or rocks 10 tefachim high, they're not measured with the field to count toward a zeret chomer seorim, rather they're independently hekdish and redeemed at value. If they're smaller, they're counted. So the magician performing his saw a person in half trick on top of a 10 tefach rock in the field he redeemed when Yovel was in effect, who pronounced a Tanai Kaful incantation to his volunteer from the audience and said, if you don't make a sound, you get a big prize, but if you scream, you get a small prize. Which reminds us, in the next Mishnah, Rimer says, Kol Tanai Sheino Katanai B'nei Gad B'nei Reuven Eino Tanai. Any Tanai, which is not doubled like the Tanai of the children of God and the children of Reuven, is not a valid Tanai and not binding. Rabbi Chanina Ben Gamliel disagrees and says the negative sign of the Tanai was needed to be stated. So the magician performing his saw a person in half trick on top of a tent of a rock in the field he redeemed when Yovel was in effect, who pronounced a Tanai Kaful incantation to his volunteer from the audience and said, if you don't make a sound, you get a big prize, but if you scream, you get a small prize, was told by his agent, if you better your act, you will be rewarded, but if not, your notice of unemployment is hanging on the door, which reminds us the Gemara presents numerous challenges to Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel's position that a Tanai is valid without expressing the negative side. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Kain, Im Teitiv Se'eis, if you better yourself, you'll be rewarded. So why did he add Im Lo'Seitiv L'Pesach Chatas Roveitz, but if you do not better yourself, sin rests at the door? According to Rabbi Chanina, the negative side is understood. The Gemara answers that without the negative side expressed, one would think that if you do not better yourself, there'll be no reward nor punishment. So the Pasuk teaches there will also be punishment. Daf Samach Beis. So the similar Daf Samach Beis is a submarine. So here goes. When the diamond-studded submarine, that must mean we're on Daf Samach Beis. When the diamond-studded submarine crashed after a distracted crew member unsuccessfully tried to be Mekadosh woman saying, marry me after I convert, which reminds us, the next mission teaches several cases of a Kedushin performed with a woman who is not currently eligible to marry the man, but he stipulated it should take effect after she becomes eligible. For example, if someone said, become married to me after I convert. The Kedushin isn't effective in all these cases, even after the event takes place, because Kedushin was impossible at the time, and the future eligible status is a Davar Shelo Olam, a thing that has not yet come into the world. On Daf Samach Gimel Amud Aleph, Rabbi Meir argues and says the Kedushin is effective in all these cases. So when the diamond-studded submarine crashed after a distracted crew member unsuccessfully tried to be a Kaddish woman saying, marry me after I convert, the Jewish captain rushed to land where he found grain attached to the ground and with his powerful hand held high declared a Truma, or Kashiyah Talshu, which reminds us, a Mishnah teaches that one cannot separate Truma on grain still attached to the ground. Ravasi asks Rabbi Yochanan if someone designates picked produce as Truma on attached produce, or the reverse, Okashiyah Talshu, to take effect when the produce is picked, and it was subsequently picked, is the Truma effective? Rabbi Yochanan answers, Kol Shebi Yado, anything that is in one's power to change, Lav K'mechus Maisa Dama, it's not viewed as missing an act required to change it, because he can pick the produce at any time, he can declare Truma to take effect after it's actually picked. So when the diamond-studded submarine crashed after a distracted crew member unsuccessfully tried to be a Kaddish woman saying, marry me after I convert, the Jewish captain rushed to land where he found grain attached to the ground and with his powerful hand held high declared a Truma Ukashiyah Talshu after he verified it had reached the stage of Shachas, which reminds us. In a braisa supporting Rabbi Yochanan's opinion, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov goes further and says that one may even designate Truma before the grain reaches the stage of Shlish, a third of its growth, to take effect after it reaches the stage and is picked. Clearly, he holds one may affect transactions on a Davar Shelo Olam, since it's not in his power to separate Truma currently. Rabbi says that Rabbi Elazar's ruling only pertains to Shachas, grows at the fodder stage, which Rashi explains is the first stage that can be considered significant, but the earlier Agam stage is too insignificant.
Daf Samach Gimel. So the similar Daf Samach Gimel is a segue. So here goes. The young man racing on a segue. Segue? That must be more in Daf Samach Gimel. The young man racing on a segue to fulfill his condition to speak to the ruler of the land so he could marry a woman, which reminds us. The next Mishnah states that if one says to a woman, become married to me, Amanasha Adaber Alaycho Shilton, on condition that I will speak on your behalf to the ruler, or on condition I'll work for you like a laborer for a day, the Kedushin is effective if he performs these services. Reish Lakish says, V'ushin nasal ha-shav pruta, it's only true where he also gave her something worth a pruta, but the service itself does not generate Kedushin. So the young man racing on a segue to fulfill his condition to speak to the ruler of the land so he could marry a woman rode past two men claiming to have married the daughter of a man who forgot whom she married, which reminds us, a Mishnah on Amud Beis states that if a man says, Kidashi es biti, the eni yodei lemi kidashtia, I married off my daughter, but I do not know to whom I married her, and someone claims he is a husband, ne'eman, he's believed. If two people make this claim, one divorces her, and the other may marry her. Rav says, ne'eman litan get, ve'ein ne'eman lichnos. The one claiming to be the husband is believed to give her a get, but is not believed to marry her. He's believed to divorce because ein ad mechota belolo. A person does not sin without benefit for himself, but he's not believed to marry because perhaps Yitzro Tokfo, his Yitzro Hor, is taking hold of him to make this claim. So the young man racing on a segue to fulfill his condition to speak to the ruler of the land so he could marry a woman rode past two men claiming to have married the daughter of a man who forgot whom she married and came across a man testifying to a basin that he married off his Na'ara daughter who didn't look very happy, which reminds us. The Gemara asks, if a father testifies that he accepted Kedushin for his daughter, Mahu Litzkol Yado, would we stone to death based on his testimony if she commits adultery as a Na'ara? Rav says we would not because the Torah only granted the father credibility regarding Isser, but not for capital punishment. Ravasi says we would stone based on his testimony and the father is fully believed.
Daf Samach Dalet. So the Zimmer Daf Samach Dalet relates to Sod, secret, and we use a secret agent. So here goes. The secret agent, that must be on Daf Samach Dalet, Sod, secret. The secret agent who passed his first test and believed a father who said he married off and accepted the divorce of his minor daughter, but not the father who said his daughter was captured and he ransomed her, which reminds us that the next Mishnah states that if a father says, I married off my daughter and accepted her divorce while she was a minor, if she's still a katan, he's believed to disqualify her from kahuna. If she's an adult, he's not believed. If he says she was captured and I ransomed her, he's not believed and she remains permitted to kahanim. The Torah specifically granted a father believability regarding her marriage in the pasuk as biti nasati l'isha zeh. I gave my daughter to this man in marriage.
So the secret agent who passed his first test and believed a father who said he married off and accepted the divorce of his minor daughter, but not the father who said his daughter was captured and he ransomed her, as well as the second test and believed the man presumed to have brothers who said he did not when he was Makadosh, a woman, which reminds us, one presumed to be subject to Yibum because it's thought that he has brothers, who claimed at their marriage that she was exempt because he has no brothers. There's reason to believe him because if he was lying, he could have instead assured her that he would divorce her before his death, exempting her from Yibum. Rebbe holds Mali Lashakar Ke'edim Dami. The logic of why should I lie is as compelling as witnesses, thus completely uprooting the previous presumption so he cannot reinstate it at death. So the secret agent who passed his first test and believed the father who said he married off and accepted the divorce of his minor daughter, but not the father who said his daughter was captured and he ransomed her, as well as the second test and believed the man presumed to have brothers who said he did not when he was Makadosh, a woman, was stumped trying to figure out the identity of the older daughter who a man with two sets of daughters had married off, which reminds us. The next Mishnah states that one who has two sets of daughters from two wives and declares that he accepted Kedushin for his older daughter, but is uncertain if it was the older of his older daughters, or the older of his younger daughters, or the younger of the older daughters, Rabbi Meir says, Kulan Asuros Chutz Min HaKatanos Shebekatanos. All of them are prohibited to remarry without a get, except for the youngest of the younger daughters, for a person would place himself in a position of doubt by using a term with multiple possible meanings. Rabbi Yossi says, Kulan Mutaros Chutz Min HaGadolos Shebekadolos. They're all permitted except for the oldest of the older daughters, as he holds a person would not place himself in a position of doubt. All right, so now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which of the Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says the minimum stage for taking truma is when it reaches the stage of shachas? That's on Daf Samach Beis. Good. Number two, which Daf Yomachos, who is engaged in a case where a father with two sets of daughters accepted kedushin for the older one but can't remember whom he was referring to? That's on Daf Samach Dal. Good. Number three, which stuff they want, if someone is stung when they're accused of eating chelo b'shogeg, then the person is believed and the guilty party must bring a chatas? That's on Daf Samach Hei. Good. Number four, which stuff to be learned, if a father testifies that he married off his na'ara daughter, she can be chayv skila if she commits adultery afterwards? That's on Daf Samach Gimel. Good. Number five, which stuff do you mean, a man who is presumed to have brothers is believed to say that he does not, to exempt his wife from potential yibum? For Rebbe holds the logic of Mali Lashakir is as compelling as witnesses. That's on Daf Samach Dal. Good. Number six, which stuff do you mean, if a man says to a woman, I married you, but she says you did not, he becomes forbidden to her relatives, but she is permitted to his relatives? That's on Daf Samach Hei. Good. Number seven, which stuff of a case where someone designates produce which is attached to become truma when it becomes detached? That's on Daf Samach Beis. Good. Number eight, which of the one, if someone says be married to me on condition I have a base core of land, she's married provided that he has that amount of land? That's on Daf Samach. Good. Number nine, which of the one, the one witness does not work for Kedushin? That's on Daf Samach Hei. Good. And number 10, which of the one, their father is believed to say he married off his katana daughter and accepted her get? That's on Daf Samach Dalet. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldhar from Zichur, wishing you a great day and great learning.